Today on Mr. Media, I'll talk to NFL Hall of Famer and pride of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Leroy Salmon. He's about to open his seventh restaurant in Florida, and man, I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. Stick around. There are St. Louis-style pork ribs smoking on the barbie, and the beer is ice cold. So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview. You know, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. Stop by and check it out. There are more than 700 archived celebrity and pop culture interviews for your listening pleasure. The show is brought to you today by Audible. Audible is offering Mr. Media listeners a free audiobook download and a 14-day trial offer to give you a chance to check out their very cool service. I love listening to books on tape. If you've never tried it before, actors or sometimes the authors themselves read to you. It's great for the commute, the beach, or even unwinding before bed. You can choose a free audiobook from Audible's enormous library of titles, including today's top football bestsellers, such as The Blind Side by Michael Lewis, A Woman's Guide to Football by Paula Duffy, or even Wins, Losses, and Lessons by Coach Lou Holtz. You could also download The Profiler, written by famed criminal profiler Pat Brown and yours truly, which Pat will read to you personally. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/radio. Again, that's audibletrial.com/radio for your free audiobook. Mr. Media is recorded live before a studio audience that really needs to learn to use utensils when eating Mama's meatloaf in the new media capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida. One of my favorite newspaper profiles was the day I got to hang out with former Tampa Bay Buccaneer and then future NFL Hall of Famer Leroy Salmon at his lakefront home in Tampa. I couldn't get over how this gentle bear of a man could have ever been responsible for knocking other grown men on their asses for a living. This guy? He was one of the best, if not the best, of his generation. But Leroy Salmon was also one of the smartest guys in the locker room, and he's become a legend in the Tampa Bay area for reasons far from the old sombrero. There was Leroy Salmon, the banker, followed by Salmon, the associate athletic director at the University of South Florida. When he was ultimately promoted to head athletic director at USF, he helped shape a football program that rose from obscurity to a spot in the Big East Conference. In 2000, Salmon, who has a major Tampa expressway named in his honor, got involved with the founders of Tampa-based Outback Steakhouse and launched Leroy Salmon's, a barbecue and homestyle cooking restaurant and sports bar. Now, he left OSI a few years back, but the Salmon's chain has remained strong and still has financial ties to two of the Outback founders. Now, this Monday, June 13th, Leroy is hosting a special grand opening of his seventh branded Leroy Salmon's restaurant, this one in Palm Harbor, Florida. If you've never been, stop by soon for a taste. I can personally recommend the smoking quesadillas appetizer, the Hall of Fame ribs, and the Georgia peach cobbler. Leroy Salmon, welcome to Mr. Media.
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate you allowing me to be on Mr. Media today, and look forward to just sharing a little bit more about what's going on with Leroy Salmon these days.
Well, always a pleasure to talk to you, and the only problem is that having gone through all that introduction, damn it, Leroy, I'm hungry now. I don't understand. Why didn't we do this interview at one of the restaurants? I'm afraid the whole time we're talking, I'm just going to be thinking about Mama's meatloaf and ribs.
Well, I like that. You know, we really feature, some mouth-watering, soul-satisfying foods, and, that's the reaction that we like to get. That's what we try to have people experience each time they come into the restaurant leave with a flavor in their palate that will tell them that like to come back and either try that item again or maybe have seen another item they would like to try the next visit. So our team of folks really work hard to provide a good food and dining experience at the restaurant.
Now, this new location in Palm Harbor that's opening Monday, and just for folks who are not in Florida, that's in Florida, just north of St. Petersburg and Tampa. Is this the first new restaurant since you split off from OSI?
Yeah, it's the first one we've opened since we became an independent restaurant chain, since spinning off from OSI. And we are very excited about opening in Palm Harbor. I think it's an exciting part of the Bay Area, and I think our unique brand of restaurant, being a sports restaurant, will go very well there. You know, again, we want to bring the same quality of food with great value and hospitality and service to each customer that comes into the location there. And I think they'll enjoy the experience. It's kind of a new look with the restaurant and one that I think will be exciting for the customers.
Well, and you mentioned a new look. I wanted to ask you, what has actually changed from the customer's perspective since the split with OSI? Is the menu different? You said that the restaurant looks different. Is there a different, I don't know, joie de vivre, if you will?
No. No, we still feature core values, which we know when folks are coming out to dine, they're looking for a great value with great food, great hospitality and service. So those core values will remain the same. But we also understand that the marketplace, sometimes you're looking for something different, something fresh, something new, not the same look inside and those types of things. So we, without revealing everything, we've offered a little bit different spin and so forth, a setup of this restaurant, which I think the customers will enjoy and hopefully appreciate. We just want to provide a really good experience for them in all those areas that I just mentioned. And so, so folks will feel very comfortable bringing their children and families and friends and come by and enjoy a good meal. And they'll see be able to see some of their favorite sports teams on our TVs as well.
Now, for folks who may not have been in a Selman's yet, and shame on you if you haven't, but can you talk a little bit about the menu? For example, I recall from talking to you in the past that the Mama's Meatloaf is pretty close to what your own mother made. That's very specific to you and a favorite of your own. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. You know, we have some exciting items on the menu, and certainly Mama's Meatloaf is one of the ones that are very, very close to the original my mom's recipe, and that's been received very well. It was on the menu from the beginning. It remains on there. And we feature a lot of fine foods, just great value foods. I like our fried green tomatoes. You know, that's something that's not available everywhere, but it's an excellent item that's been received well in our community, and we're grateful for that. And the ribs are good, and we feature some outstanding hamburgers. We got our Dewey's Stack Burger there, and that's a really, really fine hamburger as well. And of course, Dewey is my brother, so.
Oh, you spoiled it. I was going to say Dewey. What kind of silly name for a burger is that?
So that's the cue on that one. We got a nice variety of salads, and so it's a menu that's filled with great comfort types of foods that fits the whole family's palate, from mom and dad to the children, and again, a wonderful atmosphere. We have featured, of course, some very nice wings, Selman Brothers wings, which are excellent. I really enjoy those. And if you got a little savor for gumbo, we have a very good Selman's Cajun gumbo as well. So that just gives you a little idea of what you can expect coming in. And I would venture to say and welcome everyone to come in, and I can almost guarantee, in fact, I think I will guarantee, that they'll have a good experience and enjoy the food.
Well, folks, listen to this. Leroy mentioned Dewey's Stack Burger, Dewey being D Dewey Selman, his brother, who he also played football with. And this is the description right off the menu. See if this doesn't, you know, make your mouth water. Grilled over an open flame, topped with bacon, cheddar cheese, and pulled pork. Wait, there's more. Drizzle of Selman's house sauce. Of course, served with lettuce and tomato. Well, you got to have that. Now, that reminded me, reading about Selman's house sauce, I completely forgot in the introduction to mention that there had been a Leroy Selman's barbecue sauce for some time before the restaurants opened.
Yeah, before the restaurants opened, we were marketing some Selman's Brothers barbecue sauce in the Bay Area, and that was received very well. And so, yeah, we feature some good things in the restaurant, and, you know, that's been, you know, that kind of kept us in the industry, if you will, just in that particular piece of it. And when we had the opportunity availed to partner up with the founders of OSI and get the concept started, it was, you know, just a big step forward in, for us in entering the food and restaurant industry.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm curious about something. I hadn't thought about this until just now. Now, when you're a 25-year-old football player packing on, you know, pounds and eating a lot, there's a lot of real, you know, a little heavier kind of foods that you're inclined to eat. And, I mean, I don't want you to say anything obviously bad about your menu, but have you, you know, you've been in the restaurant business for more than a decade now, and, you know, none of us is getting any younger. Have you adjusted your own diet in terms of, you know, what you'll eat off the menu?
Well, you know, the good thing about it that I like is that there are items on there that are very healthy for you if you're kind of watching the intake of calories and those types of things. And every now and again, I'll go in and have a tropical spinach salad or something like that, or a citrus glazed shrimp salad. So, so we have the chopped salad. So we have a variety of salads that will meet your palate. And of course, the chicken items are real good items for those that are conscious about their diets. And so every now and again, yeah, but, you know, I'm a meat and potatoes type of guy, and most of the time I get in there and I'll go to my favorites and get some pulled pork or ribs or something like that. But there are, you know, salmon available. We have some fish items available as well. So, again, we try to, you know, it's a menu that really, I think, satisfies the palates for a lot of people and those that are being conscious about their diets. And I know today there is a consciousness about what people are consuming and everything, and we're aware of that as well, and featuring some items that would maybe meet what their desires are in that category.
Hmm. Now, we're going to take a break in just a second, but before we do, I want to ask you, the grand opening of the new Leroy Selman's in Palm Harbor, Florida, is Monday, June 13th. Sorry, are there any special events around that? Anything, you know, particular going on that day?
Well, you know, actually on Monday the 13th is going to be our charity night, and we're featuring the Palm Harbor Panthers Football League and the Chichi Rodriguez Foundation. So we'll have some sports celebrities coming in, and my brothers, Lucius and Dewey, are going to come in as well, and just mix and mingle. That's a fundraising night. It's really not open to the public. It's the tables in there has been all sold out now, and the official opening to the public will be the next day on Tuesday, the 14th. But that night we'll have some exciting activity to help a couple of different charities in Pinellas County.
Very good. Well, Leroy, let's take a quick break. This is Bob Andelman, and you're listening to the Mr. Media interview with NFL Hall of Famer Leroy Selman, whose latest Leroy Selman's restaurant opens in Palm Harbor, Florida, to the public on Tuesday, June 14th. And we'll be right back.
Hey, did you know that you can listen to the latest Mr. Media on your phone with the Stitcher app? Stitcher is smart radio for your smartphone. Mr. Media is on demand and on the go with Stitcher. Download Stitcher for your phone today. Get the free download at Stitcher.com. That's STITCHER.com.
Hey, everybody. This is Kevin.com Brown from the Emmy Award-winning 30 Rock. And you know what? I wish I had 30 rocks to throw at Mr. Media's ass. Yeah.
This is Bob Andelman, and you're listening to the Mr. Media interview with NFL Hall of Famer Leroy Selman, whose latest Leroy Selman's restaurant opens to the public in Palm Harbor, Florida, on Tuesday, June 14th. Leroy, one of the things I noticed is in the menu it talks about Sports Bar 2.0. What does that mean?
Well, you know, really it's just an appeal to the sports fan, and you know, it's really, I refer to it as a sports restaurant. I don't want to be really a sports bar. You know, we feature a lot of sports teams that we get involved with throughout the communities where we serve and everything, and we want them to come in and you know, with his team members, with their friends or families coming in, with their little leaguers and everything. And so it's a, I say it's a little bit more of a sophisticated environment for your sports fan to be able to come in and feature good food. I mean, I think that's the main, that is the main portion of Leroy Selman's, is our food. And they also can enjoy watching their favorite teams on some really nice visual TVs, and so that's really what that's about.
All right. Well, I can't have Leroy Selman here without talking a little bit, a little history and a little football. I mean, really, I wanted to know, Leroy, tell me about being elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. What did you feel like being inducted that day, and even before that? Did you get a phone call, and you know, how do you actually find out something like that?
Well, you know, you do receive a phone call about your selection. The process involves a notification that you've been nominated and you've made the top, you know, maybe 25 or so, and that you will be included into that pool that's going to be discussed by the selection committee. And, you know, that once that discussion has happened, if you are selected, you will be notified at a certain time. And they usually do their announcements surrounding the Super Bowl. And so, you know, it's just something, for me, very humbling, something I never looked for as being a part of my life, to be selected into that very prestigious fraternity. So for me, I was going along about my day and work at USF. I think I was down in Miami at the time doing some work down there, and then received a call from a member of the selection committee informing me that I had been selected for induction. And believe me, I was probably the most shocked person in the country about that, but certainly the most humble person about it, because you know, there's so many great athletes that came along and played this game that are so deserving to be in there. And since then, what I've discovered is all of the players that's been in the Hall of Fame are very humble people. When you really get to know them and everything, and they realize that it's not about them, it's not about what they did, but they had the great fortunes to be raised by great people and a great family, and then did have an opportunity to play alongside many other great players throughout their careers, whether it was in the little leagues and junior highs, high schools, collegially, and professionally.
Well, did you ever worry when that was starting to be discussed that, you know, while you certainly had the career statistics, the sacks, the tackles, but you played on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, which at the time was, you know, kind of a mark against you, I think, in a lot of places. Did you ever worry that affiliation, that if you had played for the, you know, for the Giants or the Rams or somebody, it you know, would have been a no-brainer, but maybe some people think, well, you know, this is the Buccaneers. I don't know. Do we really want a Buccaneer in the Hall of Fame?
No, it never really crossed my mind. Not at all. You know, I count it a blessing to have been selected by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and have my entire career here in Tampa Bay. And if I were to do it all over again, I wouldn't change one thing about it. Because, you know, life is much bigger than the game that we play. And you know, I count it an extra bonus any player that has a chance to play in any professional sport, whether it's football, baseball, basketball, hockey, soccer, you name it. It's a blessing and a bonus. So I would just remain very humble and appreciative of the fact that the Buccaneers drafted myself, but even more important than that, they drafted my brother Dewey, and we had a chance to play 6 more years together here in Tampa Bay. And over that period of time of my career and his career, we just met an awful lot of nice people and established our lives after football. Myself here in Tampa Bay, and now Dewey lives back in Norman, Oklahoma. But to me, that's the bigger picture. And I think when we look back over our lives and what we're doing from a sports environment, we can't forget that whole picture. And for me, Tampa Bay has been the right choice. And never look back, never want to be at any other place.
Now, you were obviously a football player, I think 9 seasons with the Bucs. We're in the midst of this lockout at the moment with the NFL. Over the years, you've become a businessman, a manager, an owner, a restaurateur. You've been an athletic director. So you've been on both sides of the conversation, maybe not on the ownership side of the NFL, but you understand both sides of the business. Do you think there's any chance that this thing is going to get solved?
Yeah, it will get solved, I believe. The stakeholders, I believe it's developed in such a big business, one that's been marketed very well throughout the country and around the world. So I believe that it's important to all stakeholders that they get a deal done and they can have this season coming up. And usually these negotiations usually flow like this. When past ones, the history of those usually indicate that it gets up to the 11th hour, and the deal gets done, and everybody moves forward, and the entity goes on. So I believe it will get done. I think as discussions are had, I think you eventually get to a point where you get the lawyers out of the way, and the owners and the players get together and say, what is it going to take for us to hammer this out? And then they'll turn it back over to the lawyers to put the legal language in the deal.
Do you think a layoff like this and the delay of the season and the team-run conditioning and all that kind of stuff, does it wind up playing into turning guys who are nobodies into heroes who've maintained themselves in the off season, and then maybe some guys who were heroes last year who were, the big man on campus, so to speak, those that did not take care of themselves, that were not ready at a moment's notice to get back to the game, that they might turn into goats because they didn't take the off season seriously because of the lockout?
Well, I think most players today, what they've been through the past and recent years on how the off season programs are run, pretty much understand what they need to do to keep themselves in physical condition for the season. I don't think those that appreciate this opportunity that they have would just not do anything, and knowing that intimately a deal will be done and they will be going back into camp and preparing to play games. And so I don't think that you will see a lot of change there. The one thing that I think that may be a little bit of a difference is for the rookies and free agents and also players that may be going to different teams this year because of the terminology and systems that they will have to learn. They would be getting that now, but now they're missing out on it. That's the piece that I think would maybe have somewhat of a little impact on them getting caught up as quickly as possible.
Okay. Well, 2 more things I just want to touch on before we let you go, both relating to your involvement in the Tampa Bay community. First, I got to ask you, USF, you've had very close ties, having been on the athletic staff there for 10, 11 years and helping that program go from nowhere to the Big East. What do you see for your Bulls this season?
Well, yeah, I'm excited about the Bulls this season. You know, Skip Holtz, this is his second year with the team, and I thought he did a fabulous job last year. Anytime a new coach is coming in, you have a little bit of concern about how the players going to rally around him and the things that he's trying to instill in them, new systems and those types of things. And I thought they did an excellent job last year, and I'm really excited for them this year. I believe they do have some good talent on the team, and they're going to start the season right off with a great game, an opportunity that they're playing up at Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
And that program has such a rich history. And so we'll be tested early, see where we are, and then build toward toward the Big East schedule and really try to compete for a Big East title.
I have a feeling Skip Holtz has been in Notre Dame once or twice.
He has been there, so he's familiar with it, and he'll inform you know, all the guys what it's like up there on game day and get them ready. And, you know, it'd be great for the players, great for the fans that will be able to make the trip up there. We've seen those traditions on TV. We've seen that stadium. We've seen the movie Rudy, and to be able to see it firsthand, I think it's going to be a treat for all of us.
All right. Well, finally, on top of all this great stuff around the name Leroy Selman, Tampa has the Leroy Selman Expressway, of course. Is it weird to drive a road named for yourself? I mean, I'm thinking Florida Turnpike is named for Ronald Reagan, but I don't think he lived to see that.
Well, it is weird. I guess that would be a descriptive word. But for me, you know, it is humbling as well, you know, because you know what it means. It means that the community really embraced yourself as a citizen in the community, and that's their way of recognizing some of the contributions that you made. And I humbly, I'm so humble about that, and because it's nothing that I deserve. I think about this community, and there's been so many great pillars in this community that expressway could have been named after. And for someone to go through the work and to have it become the Leroy Selman Expressway is very special. And so I'm grateful. I thank God every day, and I'm just amazed. I really am. And when you see it on the news, and all I pray and hope for is that there's no accidents on it, that it's a safe road every single day, and it's useful for traveling in the Bay Area.
Yeah, that would be hard reading someone died on the Leroy Selman Expressway. That would be painful.
That's what you don't want.
That would be, you know, why, you know, you read that and it's like, why didn't you name the stupid road for Joe Redner, huh? Come on. So, and I'm sure you get asked this all the time, and I'll wrap up with this. But do you have to pay tolls, or do you have a free pass for life?
No, I do pay tolls on it.
That's just not right.
Well, again, it was enough for me that this community would do something so extraordinary as that, as to name that expressway after myself, and to be able to see it and be involved with the Tampa Hillsborough Expressway Authority. Those folks down there are really, really nice and keep me informed on what's going on with the expressway. And so it's been a good relationship as well.
But, oh, my God, Leroy Selman has to pay to be on the Leroy Selman Expressway. There's something wrong there, folks. All right, well,
I have to pay like everyone else does.
Oh, my God. Well, folks, listen, you can be part of the grand opening of the newest Leroy Selman's restaurant when it opens to the public on Tuesday, June 14th in Palm Harbor, Florida. That's just a little bit north of the Tampa Bay area. Or you can drop by any of the other six Selman's restaurants around the Tampa Bay area. The food is delicious, and that is my honest, absolute opinion. You can find the location of the Selman's nearest you at Leroy's website, which is Leroy Selman's, with an S, Selman's at the end, .com. And Leroy Selman, thank you so much for joining us on Mr. Media today.
All right, Bob. I appreciate you having me on, and we'll look forward to seeing you in the restaurant.
My pleasure. Take care, Leroy.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
For more original interviews with America's top athletes, surf over to our main website, MrMedia.com, MRMedia.com. If you enjoyed today's show, subscribe for free to Mr. Media via email, RSS, or iTunes. You can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many parts of the Tampa Bay area. Show your support of Mr. Media by supporting our sponsors, including Audible. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/radio. Again, that's audibletrial.com/radio for your free audiobook. We're also supported by thepartyauthority.us. Call DJ Ira for all your party entertainment needs nationwide at 1-800-DIAL-DJs or visit their website, thepartyauthority.us. If you've got an idea for a guest, a comment on today's show, or would like to advertise on Mr. Media Radio, email me directly at bob@mrmedia.com. You can also call our 24-hour listener line at 1-727-498-4711. Some messages may be used in an upcoming show, and toll charges may apply. You can also follow Mr. Media on Facebook, Twitter, or our new YouTube video channel. Thanks for joining us today. Really appreciate you sharing a piece of your day with Mr. Media. Thanks for listening.
Hey, did you know that you can listen to the latest Mr. Media on your phone with the Stitcher app? Stitcher is smart radio for your smartphone. Mr. Media is on demand and on the go with Stitcher. Download Stitcher for your phone today. Get the free download at Stitcher.com. That's S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.com.